The Cook County Local Energy Project, or CCLEP, is a local nonprofit citizens action group. Joining us now with more about CCLEP is their administrator, Virginia Danfelt. Welcome, Virginia.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. Well, for folks who aren't familiar with CCLEP, can you just tell us a little bit about the group?
Well, let's see. Cook County Local Energy Project was formed in about 2008, and it's a grassroots citizens group that is basically interested in promoting energy efficiency in Cook County, as well as renewable energy, clean development, the clean resource here in Cook County. So there's a variety of projects that have been going on and to that effect.
Okay. And home energy improvements, why are these important?
Oh, well, the phrase that the cheapest energy you'll ever use is what you, or whatever you will buy is what you don't use, of course. So energy efficiency, even though it's not that terribly exciting, it's little bits that you can do all over the place. And your home is one perfect place to do this, because who has the as energy efficient home as you'd like, except something that might have been built relatively recently. So the way they used to build homes, I mean, just think of the big castles over there in Europe, where it was the fireplace in every room with maybe no chimney, you know. So we've come a long way since then. So energy efficiency in your home, there's lots you can do. And of course, anytime you do anything in building, it seems like it costs money.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, are the upgrades expensive? I suppose there are some that are and some that aren't.
That's true. Caulking can go a long way, but you have to kind of know where to caulk. And, you know, you can caulk away and not make any difference, and then you can caulk away and make a tremendous difference. It sort of depends on the structure.
I'm just remembering the times I've tried to caulk. I've just ended up with more of it on me than the
Well, you know, it's a scale. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. At first, it's terrible, and you have it all over yourself. But if you stick with it and just kind of work at it, it's amazing how quickly you can get skillful.
Now, I understand the Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency has some funds available to help people with home energy improvements. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, AEOA. Everybody's heard of AEOA because they do so many things and they've been around for a long time. They got some money both last year and this year from the IRRB, and everybody knows what the IRRB is on the range. They distribute funds to help local
municipalities or businesses or
homes or whatnot. I mean, they invest back into the community. They get their funds from the mining efforts over on the range. But anyway, IRRB funded, gave some money to AEOA to distribute to help working families. So when you think of AEOA, you think of energy assistance or means tested that are on the low end. But this particular program that I really wanted to focus on today is the Home Energy Improvement Program, and it's for more middle-income people. So for instance, if you make between $35,000 and $60,000, you'd be eligible for up to 35% grant on approved improvements, energy efficiency improvements, or renewable energy.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
And then it goes above that. If you earn between $60,000 and $90,000, and probably most everybody I know could be at least in that bracket. You know, I don't know if I know a lot of people that make over $90,000. If they do, they're not telling me. But anyway, if you make between $60,000 and $90,000, you're eligible up to 25%. So this is something that if you're considering or you're in the process of doing some home improvements or doing renewable energy, that you should look at.
Okay. And so give us some examples of what sorts of things would be eligible for funding.
Well, they have a brochure here, and I'm going to look at that. We're talking window replacement, door replacement, furnace upgrades, water heater replacements, wall and ceiling insulation, roof and siding replacements, solar and geothermal.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That covers a lot of ground.
That's a lot.
So how would people find out more about that, Jenny?
Well, you go to their website, which is www.aeoa.org, and it's under housing.
Okay.
It's basically aeoa.org/housing/home energy program would get you right to the site. And the person to talk to is a wonderful woman called Doreen Doberstein, and she's the gatekeeper of all financial programs at AEOA. And the best thing to do is to email her. That's Doreen, D-O-R-E-N-E dot Doberstein, that's D-O-B-B-E-R-S-T-E-I-N at AEOA.org. And she can help you, you know, get a copy of the application and explain things and so on.
Make sure that what you're planning to do is eligible and so on.
But you need to leave a message.
Okay.
And she'll call you back.
All righty. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go, Jenny?
Well, you know, just keep this in mind. I encourage people to consider improving the energy in their homes. If money's an obstacle, if you didn't get all that, you can certainly email me at localenergy.org and I can repeat the information or send it hard copy to you and help you out with that.
Okay, sounds good. It's kind of the unsexy but solid stuff you can do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Jenny Danfelt of the Cook County Local Energy Project. She was highlighting the AEOA's Home Energy Improvement Program. To learn more about CCLEP or to volunteer, you can visit cookcountylocalenergy.org.